This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to the patriotic edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Here on the program, we talk about, yes, health, and we talk about specifically your health and how it relates to what Dr. Molly does and how potentially it can help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And certainly, we'll talk about that today here on the program. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. At any time during the course of the show, if you have a question, or if you think, is this for you? Is it not for you? What is it? How does this work? Just give us a call, 855-839-1210, and Dr. Molly will be happy to talk to you. Good morning.
Hi,
Dr. Molly.
Hey, John. How are you today?
You're feeling patriotic, right?
I am. I'm feeling patriotic. Who couldn't be feeling patriotic with all the goings on in Philly, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's
you know that. It's been cool.
That's really, really nice. And we'll talk about the patriotic version of Health Watch.
Okay.
This
you
morning
got it.
Here on the program. 855-839-1210. Again, the number here in the studio. Let's talk about Innovative Medical Associates and what you do and how it, I guess, how it's different from the
Sure.
traditional approaches.
Listen, first of all, I like to call us functional medicine. We are a functional medicine primary care facility. By that, I mean our whole goal is to improve your quality of life. But we can do anything a traditional primary care can do. If we need to send you out for radiology, we send you out. Make the prescriptions, we get the prescriptions. What really separates us from the pack is that we want to use the least amount of the pharmaceutical that's necessary to correct the patient's problem and get them on the road of recovery and not impede their quality of life. And how do we do this? We use hydration as a vehicle. And we use naturally God's ingredients, meaning vitamins, minerals, amino acids, kinds of things you could find in the health food store. But the delivery system is very important because we can bypass the, for the most part, we can bypass your gut, which of course, for all, just about everyone, we lose so much of the active ingredients in the natural products, and also, by the way, in the pharmaceuticals. It's not just the
yes.
You know, it's in everything. You lose a lot in the gut. So we're able to effectuate the change much more quickly by utilizing either the combination of some pharmaceuticals, some natural products, etc.
You're mentioning impeding your quality of life. Is that what you're referring to with the pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, that too, sure. Listen, you know how many people come to me with bags of pharmaceuticals? First of all, they come to me with bags of vitamins and pharmaceuticals, of which sometimes they're diametrically opposed.
Right.
You just, you know, and I look through all of these and say, okay, we got to get rid of this, or we got to put this one in, and whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is everything we ingest in one way or another has an effect on our metabolism, on our metabolics. And that's what we try to continue to sort of tweak and make you feel like you're 20 years younger.
You know, it's interesting you talk about that because people just go to the health food store and they start taking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really not what you should do, right?
No, well, no. But, you know, the other thing is people end up going to the pharmacies and they're taking a whole lot of stuff too, right? And sometimes I wonder, in actually, even for myself, okay, I won't say that I completely did away with every single pharmaceutical. I won't say that. But one of the things that I find interesting is many times your specialist doesn't talk to your primary, who doesn't talk to the specialist. just, and that circle goes all the way around. And many times you're taking things that overlap or don't, you know, don't. And they say, oh, well, you didn't put that on the chart. Well, yeah, I know. It's like you didn't put things on the chart, so we don't really know. But I have to tell you, I've seen a lot more people realizing that quality of life issues are just as important as cures for their condition.
And you know, you're talking about people taking stuff. And a lot of times friends will say to me, oh, I have a cold. I say, well, do you get a Z-Pack? And sometimes they'll say, well, what's that?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
And then they'll say, well, no, I'm taking this and this and this. And they mention three over-the-counter things that don't really do anything.
Well, you know, the idea is, why do you have the cold? Is it a sinus infection?
Right.
And so if the doctor determines it's a sinus infection, that can be helped with a Z-Pack. Why not give it? And, of course, we've written for those, right?
Right.
Once Dr. Pat knows that the person has a sinus infection, we're going to write for that. You know, I just had a situation where somebody came in, and they're going on and on about protonics, right? And it's funny. I was speaking to one of my consulting physician, Dr. Mark. And he says to me, yeah, let them get off their protonics for a couple of weeks. He said, and I guarantee they'll be back on them along with what you're doing and because of the nutritional piece.
Right.
I said, of course, you're right. But, you know, you can't always tell people what they need to do.
Let's talk about one of the questions that you get, and we'll talk later on about initial consultation. But one of the questions you get is people say, well, Dr. Molly, does this work?
Yes. Yes. The short answer is yes, it works. And I have a clinic full of people who can show that it works. And before and after pictures will blow you away. I mean, you come in every week. You actually see the changes.
Yes.
And I will tell you, John, the most important thing people can do, first of all, you want to maintain your health.
Yes.
Number one, period. You want to maintain your health. You never want to drop all your pharmaceuticals. I have people come in and say, I stopped taking all my cardiac pills. Oh, good. I hope you don't drop dead on our watch. But, you know, come on. You've got to do things judiciously, carefully, and accurately. You don't just go out and stop all your medications. You get help from people like us. And we can help you reduce your expectation as to what you're going to feel like. In other words, look, can we turn back the clock to make us 25 again? I'd be the first one in line.
Yeah, so
would you?
So
yeah,
would
yeah. We can't do that. But boy, can we improve the quality of life of what we do? Absolutely. And that is true for our cancer patients in particular. The cancer supportive care, I will tell you, bars none. Bars none.
What conditions have you helped really? What stands out?
The cancer supportive care stands out to me. I would tell you the environmental medicine stands out to me also. I have several young people right now who they thought was really just depression. It was in her head, in his head. No, this kid tested positive for mold, certain strands of mold. And as a result of doing what we do, which was a combination program using a different mechanism of delivery for some pharmaceuticals, and also the IV and the hydration, and utilizing some things like binders for them, we got them back on the road in 5, 6, 7 weeks.
And that's amazing.
It is amazing. They didn't interrupt with their life, with school, work, whatever, and that's what we want to do. So autoimmune is another one, John. I can't tell you how many people come in with autoimmune issues, and they're like relegated to a life of pain and laying in bed, and we've really helped them in as little as maybe 5 to 10 weeks. We see improvement. But the overall thing is, look, if depending on where you are in your continuum for your particular challenge, that's going to really be the marker by which I know when this thing usually kicks in. And believe me, I talk to the patient every day. When they come in once a week or twice a week, I see them. So we're on it.
How many treatments, again, this is a common question.
Yeah.
You've mentioned 5, 10.
Yeah.
What is a ballpark?
Well, the average, I would say most people start to feel really, really good after 10 treatments. A total treatment plan may include 20 to 30 treatments. And again, for some people, listen, this mold issue could be as many as 40 treatments and has been, but it's well worth it.
You also recommend supplement.
Absolutely.
And I know, I mean, I'm there every week now getting more supplements.
I know. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things are, you know, I carry a limited amount of supplements, okay? There are some really, really good brands out there, and then there's some really, really bad brands. What we like to do is give you some advice. Now, if you're on some supplements that we think are questionable, I'm not going to tell you to throw them away. I'm going to say finish them up, but maybe when you go for the renewals on these things, I'll tell you where to get it. You don't necessarily have to get them from us. That's not our gig, right? We don't push oral supplements on our patient, because most of the patients, like from our listeners, and you can tell by the questions I get, they're already on a bunch of supplements, okay?
Yes.
And if they have a particular brand that they like, I have no problem with that, as long as the brand is good. But I do have a problem if they're not taking it correctly, or they need to augment this with the hydration therapy where they can get to a therapeutic level. And that's really the key with all oral stuff, everything. You have to reach a therapeutic level.
You were saying earlier some people just stop their medication.
Oh, wrong.
That's a no-no. I mean,
correct.
Never do that.
Correct. Correct.
Because, I mean,
you can have rebound, and that's not pretty. It's not pretty, particularly with the cardiac and the blood pressure medication. Diabetes medications, too. You know, you want to do the right thing. You just don't stop what you're taking.
Speaking of diabetes, is that another?
Oh, yeah. I think we do very well with diabetes. I had an interesting call, John. You know, you just poked my mind. One of the young ladies who we sent home, who was a brittle diabetic, we sent her home with one of the new gadgets that you put in your arm and you can read your blood sugar all the time. Well, she's doing very well. But she texted me and said, listen, I'm getting the difference of about 25 points between pricking my finger and what's going off on my phone because of the monitor in her arm. And she said, what would you go by? I said, the monitor in your arm. You know why? I said, I bet you anything that you're not using the right technique for your finger stick.
Yes.
So forget about it. That's why we encourage you to use these things. You know, we have a lot of technology today that can help improve our quality of life.
Yes, and you do certainly use that.
Yeah, of course, of course. And you know, it really has helped this patient. And she's called back this week, this was last week, and said, I think I'm listening to you because it seems to be working out with the meter in my arm. I said, good. Good.
When Dr. Molly speaks, you better listen. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. We're coming up on our first break of the morning. We're going to tell the story of Horse Chestnut.
Okay.
And that is not referring to the Kentucky Derby.
No.
No. But wait to hear this story. This is an unbelievable story. Our program is called Health Watch, and we are here live every Sunday from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Wondering whether this is for you or not? Well, you can call us right now here on the show, and Dr. Molly will try to help you out as far as that's concerned. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. When you call, all you have to do is make the appointment for the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It's complimentary, doesn't cost you anything. And you will learn a lot about what potentially she can do for you or anyone you know. It's a very simple process. 856-489-0505. And we're going to talk about the initial consultation a little bit later on in the show. But for right now, call that number, 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. Our program is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Going to go to the phones and talk to our good friend Frank in Northeast Philadelphia. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, John and Dr. Molly. Excuse me. Allergies again.
Good.
Dr. Molly, I've been listening to you since forever, since it began. I'm going to answer your question.
You're dating me, buddy. You're dating me, boy. You know what? You're giving everybody away my age. You've been listening to
me too.
That's right.
We were in high school together. ready for a question I never answered before?
Okay.
This came to me at 12:30 in the morning because that's when I woke up and felt it. What causes an itch under the skin? We can't scratch it. It doesn't go away.
Frank, can you turn your phone down a little bit?
Okay. What causes an itch under the skin?
Radio.
Itch under your skin.
You know what? That's a very interesting question. And I would say that most of the time that has to do with the mast cell activation, you know? Something you're exposed to, anything. It could be an allergen of any kind, okay? And maybe it's just part and parcel of the autoimmune situation that you're in, Frank, you know? Because the body responds to this by sending out the mast cells, which then, you know, cause some itching. It can cause some redness, that kind of thing. I see a lot of this lately with people who have skin disorders, you know, where they feel this itch all the time. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Did that just happen to you? Or are you just starting with this itching?
I've had it before, as far as I can remember, but it hasn't happened for a couple of years.
And then it started again. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't expose yourself to something that caused the trauma, so to speak, and started the mast cell activation. Think about what you were using, whether it was a cleaning product or something you ate or, you know.
Hey, Dr. Molly, that's one thing about me. I'm so routine. I eat the same thing. I drink the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I do the same stuff all the time. There's no changes.
But maybe in the house there were some changes, you know? Maybe there was a change in detergent, or maybe there was a change in the cleaning products. You should take a look at that, really, Frank. Something starts it, believe me.
Okay, and also, you mentioned earlier, everyone listening, don't forget this Saturday is our birthday, July 4th, 250. People, they're not making a big deal about it. I remember Bicentennial, it was a big deal everywhere for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Of course.
I remember.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
America,
and
wake
it
up.
Is.
It's our birthday.
That's right, right. 250 years of freedom, mostly. There's a little problem with that in medicine still,
yes.
Okay, but mostly, yes. You're right, Frank. Yeah. We should
it's
be
it's a milestone birthday.
And, amen.
We're
amen,
certainly
Frank.
Going to celebrate it, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And we wish you the best. And
we're not
going to be here next week.
We're
taking off
show.
Before the
yeah.
July. So, but anyway, hope you celebrate it well and
stay well, Frank. And look around the house. Look around the house. See if there's anything that might have helped trigger this. Okay, let me know.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for the call,
Bye.
Frank. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We promised you the story of horse chestnut. So I'm going to tell you this whole thing here, how this came about. I've had a little, I guess, neuropathy in my feet from the diabetes. And
of course.
So, and I said to Dr. Molly, you know, I've been feeling kind of numb in the bottom of my feet. And she said, oh, you know, I have something for that. And she said, come in Tuesday and get horse chestnut. And I said, what? Horse chestnut?
So, yeah.
Guess what? I started Tuesday. I tell you what, it's a world of difference.
Well, horse chestnut, well, let me just say this. One thing, and of course you're taking your drip, though, too.
Yes.
And I made a little tweak on the drip, by the way.
Yes.
Because one of the things that happens is the vessels. You're not getting enough blood down there. As we get a little older, you know, we have something called fragility in the vessels, meaning in the small vessels, which are, you know, the veins and the capillaries, right?
Yes.
Well, horse chestnut helps us get those open again. And in particular, if you use it correctly with our IV hydration protocols, it works wonders. And you're living proof that it did. I saw you you didn't hobble in today. You're feeling your feet again,
yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
You know, most of my diabetic patients, when they have a problem with the neuropathy, it's not just the pain. They, honest to goodness, they feel like they're walking on a cloud.
Yes, that's
okay?
exactly what
they
I felt
feel,
like.
They feel like they're walking on a cloud. So we've got to get something back in there to stimulate the nerves just a little and also open up the blood flow. Listen, John, if you want to know one thing that's absolutely essential is we have to hold inflammation down globally and we need to improve blood flow from head to toe. And that's always an issue for the diabetics. Always, even when they do well by controlling their blood sugar. You've got to get in there and help those damaged vessels. So the horse chestnut worked for you. The thing I would caution people is to make sure that they don't have an allergy. So you put a little on first, right? And then I actually use horse chestnut myself. I don't have diabetes, but I like to do a lot of walking, as you know.
Yes, yes.
And I want to make sure, and I'm noticing a little bit that my skin is getting a little bit thinner than it was, let's say, when I was 40, and I want to make sure. So I'm using horse chestnut myself on all of my extremities, and I tell you, it absolutely does work, and it sounds crazy, but I want you to make sure you don't have an allergy to it, folks, before you run out and buy a tub of horse chestnut. Try a little bit, you know, first, and make sure there's no reaction.
And here's the thing that I wanted to point out. We talk a lot about here in the show about what you do and how you do it. And here's a clear-cut example of, if I didn't have Dr. Molly on my side, I would have never heard of horse chestnut. I would have never known how it works and probably would have gotten on some kind of a pill from a doctor.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
So,
and I'm not saying you shouldn't. I mean, there are people who are on the gabapentin for this. There are people who take these. And what we do is we help you be able to cut down on your gabapentin. It's not just horse chestnut alone, by the way, John. The fact of the matter is, using things that promote the blood flow to the area is very, very important. And basically, the only way to do that is through the chelators, and utilizing some things like the alpha lipoic acid in the hydration therapy and utilizing it correctly for each and every person's individual problem.
Here's the point that I was trying to make, that many times, and I've said this to you, I'll say, you know what, I have this problem, that problem. You say, well, take this or take that. And the benefit of having Dr. Molly on your side is having the benefit of a wealth of knowledge that really you can tap into. Really, it's the benefit of being a patient, and that's what I wanted to say.
Well, you know what, John, and I have the most wonderful benefit of all, too, because I have physician consultants who work with us, right, including my medical director, Dr. Pat, and we're always researching what's out there that can augment a patient's care and help them. So forever, I'm always improving. It's so fascinating because my staff says to me, we have to change again. Yeah, you do. We change with the times, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today when we get back on.
You know, it's interesting because I many times I'll say something to you, and I can see the wheels turning and turning again, and finally you come up with something, and it usually works. So that's what I'm trying to convey to our audience, that it's not just hydration. It's the many benefits of having Dr. Molly in your corner.
Well, I appreciate that, John, and I would say in addition to that, for example, this week I had a patient on our cancer supportive program come to me. The son said to me, listen, I think there's a little change. My mother's seeming more forgetful. So I went into the clinic, and of course I spoke to Dr. Pat, and I had one of my nurses come out with me, and we all thought that she had a little change in her mental status. Not a big deal, but a little change. So guess what? Pat wrote for a CT scan for her, and I'm looking forward to seeing those results. That's my point. My point is you're actually getting medical care, too, not just the nutraceutical.
That's right. So it's a comprehensive
That's right.
protocol.
Approach, yes, of course, okay. Of course.
We are coming up on our halfway point of the show, and it's called Health Watch. That's very simple. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, and we do have some open lines, so you can get in right away. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Once again, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. When you call, really simple, you book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's complimentary. You will learn a lot about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you and how it can potentially help you and anyone you know with your overall health picture. 856-489-0505 again is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk about regenerative medicine.
Yeah, you know, John, regenerative medicine, of course, has been around for quite a while now. It's really, truly 22nd century medicine as well as 21st century medicine, but it's gaining a lot of questions from patients. And one of the things I want to tell people is really it's a fancy word for saying we want the body to really, we want to help the body utilize its own healing mechanisms, okay? So that means we want to accelerate the body's mechanisms a bit in order to heal maybe a tendon tear or some other issue. Now, one of the things we do in regenerative medicine, and I believe we do it well in our facility, is something called PRP. And PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. Platelet-rich plasma. Now, many times you've heard that in reference to things like aesthetics, meaning faces, facelifts, these kind of things. But we're talking about people who come to us who maybe have joint pain, tendon injuries. Sometimes it's a knee pain in particular. We do very well with the knee pain. And I have several cases where people have actually had a torn meniscus, and we've helped with that using the PRP, which again is a form of regenerative medicine. Also, this week I believe we're doing a tendon, which has a partial tear in the elbow. So we use the platelet-rich plasma to help the body really accelerate the body's own healing mechanism for these types of injuries. And by the way, PRP is being used extensively by professional athletes. You know,
I know.
Okay. And also by weekend warriors. All
yes.
Right. And you know, all of a sudden now because it finally got FDA approval and it's getting some insurance reimbursement, all of a sudden the orthopods are jumping on it in addition. And some of them are using it as a way to sort of help a patient in the short term so that ultimately they can do knee replacements or, you know, and when you need it, when you need replacements, hey, Dr. Molly and Dr. Pat and the whole gang at our clinic will tell you, yeah, go get the replacement. But if there's a way by which we can help you benefit from utilizing your own, trust me, we're looking at PRP and we've done hundreds of them at this point. So one of the things I want to talk about is, just like everything else, the PRP we were doing, let's say 5 years ago, is not necessarily the PRP we're doing today. And by that I mean there has been such strides made in utilizing the PRP kits as well as the centrifuge necessary to spin the blood down. So let me go through what the PRP procedure is like. So what we do is we draw the patient's own blood. And, you know, my techs are great with that. We have to put it into certain tubes. And from there, there's a methodology that we were using that had something called a mediator. And the mediator was in the tube, and the mediator helped us then, through the spin, the centrifuge spin, actually separate the plasma from the blood, and then you had the platelets, and there was a platelet sort of film on the plasma. Well, today, we're going to be using something that generates a significant amount of platelets, more platelets in the same amount of blood, okay, with a couple of additions with the centrifuge, etc. We're using something called glass beads, and that is not done at the bench where the patients are, but actually done in our medication room. So we actually put the blood through a sort of a procedure that utilizes this glass beads that then activate your own cells' healing mechanisms. In other words, the growth factors that go in from the platelets. People think the platelets are only good for what? Clotting. No, no. They have growth factors in them. The idea is you want to get the most yield you can do. And so we've been looking at this for quite a while. And I actually just recently read the white paper. White paper, I want people to understand. There's not a lot of double-blind studies for any of this, which, by the way, most physicians really do worship the god of double-blind studies. But there are some white papers out there, and as a matter of fact, I believe I saw about 15 of them. But the one I really started looking at was the one involved with the glass beads and utilizing the glass beads in particular for tendon injuries. So we are using these particular technology, and we have a spin on it as well. We think that the reason why our patients do so well is post the injection, we do a series of three hydration therapies in addition to the PRP.
And that's the difference, right?
There's a big difference.
Right.
It's not only the glass beads. It's not only utilizing a better mechanism to extract the platelets growth factors, which we are doing, but also what we do afterwards when we put in some things like collagen, which is actually a peptide, and some other proteins that we use homeopathically that helps these PRP patients actually accelerate the growth of what they need to heal the tendon or the injury and hold down the inflammation.
How does a person know, or how can they tell, I guess, really, if they're a candidate for this?
Well, I think one of the ways you do is you call up, make the appointment, and if you have any of your radiology, that's very important, like if you had the x-rays or the MRIs, and then the docs can look at that and evaluate where you are in that continuum and see if we can help. So, for example, we had a situation for a young guy. This is an interesting case, John. He's a young guy in his 30s, I believe, and he does hard work. I think he's a pipe fitter. But he's a friend of one of my compounding pharmacist's son. Okay, and the son has come to us for PRP and had great, great success. So he comes in and he's telling me all about his problem, but he doesn't have the radiology with him. So now I have to send him back out, and he's not a patient yet. But he tells me he went to his orthopod. I said, well, did they run anything for you? He said, well, no, not really. He just gave me a cortisone shot. I said, well, why don't you go back to him and ask him to run the, x-rays or the MRIs, and better yet, the MRIs. And if he's talking about if the cortisone doesn't work, he's going to do surgery. Wouldn't you want to know what you have wrong, exactly how big is the tear, etc.? He did that. He sent us the radiology. Dr. Pat said, I think he's a good candidate for what we do. So we may save this kid a little surgical intervention, is what I'm saying.
And that probably has happened many times, correct?
Many times, yes. John, many times. But again, this isn't the kind of thing that you could cavalierly go into. You want to make sure that everything is moving in the direction that can typically help a patient and relieve the pain that they have and also make it acceptable for managing the tears or wherever, whatever we're trying to do. So fundamentally, this is just one part of a whole regenerative program. And what I'm saying is we've been doing regenerative medicine for quite a while, but it always does include hydration therapy as a vehicle to deliver some of the other proteins that we need to help a patient have their own body then continue the healing process.
And that's the piece, as it is with everything else, the hydration is the piece that others are missing.
Among other things, yes. And I would say also, using the guide, using this new technology and these new kits with the deliverables are going to be better through this glass activation as opposed to the calcium activation. But again, I'm looking at it, and the white papers were all written by scientists, along with the physicians who helped, deliver the product. But the point is, does the glass bead mediated activation generate more growth factors, or at least is comparable to the other? It's actually, they found in these studies that it's more. So it's something we're using in our clinic.
What works best? Is it knees, shoulder,
I would say
elbow?
We've done knees, we've done shoulders. I would tell you one thing that's very interesting. Dr. Pat is great with those needles. And you know why? She was anesthesia. So she knows exactly where to place it to get into the joints or whatever we need. And I will tell people, and again, this is a team approach, John. You see, it's Dr. Pat, of course, being the leader of the team in this, in that she actually makes the deliverable delivered, okay? But it's everybody. It's my nurses. It's my tech who's actually drawing the blood, putting it together, handling it properly, not actually lysing the cells. Like, you know, if you screw up the initial centrifuging, guess what you got? You got a big bowl of serum and no platelets. So you want to make sure everything in this process is done accurately and with precision, right down to the needle that the doc puts in your knee, elbow, arm, shoulder, whatever.
Just like with the hydration, you come in, you know, once a week or twice a week.
Or once a month, yeah.
So how does this work with the regenerative medicine?
Well, in this case, we're going to want to do at least, in other words, we do the injection of the actual platelets, the actual growth factors from the platelets that we extracted from your own blood. We're going to do that, and then we're going to set you up for a series of IV treatments that are going to deliver things like the collagen, peptide, and some other things, other proteins, interleukins that may help this healing process, which will get you out of pain quickly. We have seen that much quicker. And we actually have the radiology to show people, hey, look at this complete tear. And when he was done our process, look at where he is now. By the way, he was a pilot.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here, the live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We have a couple of minutes left of the show, and we still have time to take one or two of your calls, questions, or medical challenges that you want to run by Dr. Molly. Feel free to call in now, 855-839-1210. We are coming back, Dr. Molly and I returning, with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and again, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. So listen, they're there all day. You can call them now, you can call them after 9, whatever, but make the call. Make sure that you make the call and book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. All you have to do is call 856-489-0505, and remember the website as well, and a lot of good information on that, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. And don't forget, if you missed any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. 855-839-1210 is our number right now here in the studio. Let's talk to Marilyn in Philadelphia. Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Dr. Molly. Yes, I'm calling about the horse chestnut. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
I've been having that what you mentioned, the kind of like numbness on the bottom of my feet. I don't have diabetes.
Yeah,
and
that's worse.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I
can I ask you, how old are you, Marilyn? Just give me a quick.
78.
Okay, yeah, you're my age. All right.
Yeah.
So have you seen your primary care doc at all?
Not about that, no. I have blood pressure issues and all
that
things. But.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Okay, all right. So we have a little bit of a blood pressure issue, that kind of thing. All right, Yeah, horse chestnut is a good thing. You rub a little bit, but please, I caution you, because I had a patient who rubbed it on very liberally and called up and said she had an allergy. She was allergy. She didn't tell me she had an allergy to horse chestnut, okay? So guess what? That's not so good, all right?
Right.
I want you to use a little bit. Make sure that you don't have an allergy to it. And indeed, you can probably get it at the health food store, okay?
Oh, good. Okay. It is. It is. So it's a cream, like some kind
of
a cream.
Yeah, it's a cream. Yeah. Now, let me caution you about something else, right, John? I should tell her. It's brown in nature, brown. Like horse chestnuts, okay? So you want to, you know, if you use a towel when you're rubbing it on because it can stain your sheets or something. You don't want that now. Come on. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Let me tell you something, Marilyn. Let me tell you something. It works.
John's telling me, and he only started about a week ago.
This week. Started on Tuesday.
Yeah, I use it, Marilyn. I use it personally because I like to do a lot of walking. So I'm very cognizant that my blood flow, you know, I'm 78 as well. We've got to realize our blood flow to the feet has probably diminished a little bit. And no matter what we think that we're in great shape, you know, I actually sit in my chair too. I will tell you, you should call me. You should think about chelation therapy. A short course, I think you'd be like a new woman. With the horse chestnut, get out of town. You'd be walking all over Philly. Yeah. All right, honey. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thanks,
I mean
thanks for the
Thank
call,
you.
Marilyn. Good luck with that.
855-839-1210.
We do have a couple minutes left on the show. You know, it's funny. Years ago, that's all we talked about was COVID. And now here you go.
I have another post-COVID patient coming in. Another woman.
Is this ever going to end?
I don't think so. And I think it's interesting because something, again, post-COVID and maybe a trigger of mold in this case is I'm thinking that the patient's been exposed to mold, but really he's worse or she's worse off in this case because of the lung issues, right? So I'm very, very worried about this patient. I've sent them out for several radiology, including additional lung x-rays, that kind of thing. But I can tell you, John, it's still creeping up, the post-COVID problems. And the thing is it the mold that's giving her this brain fog, or is it the post-COVID? I think it's the combination of these things that's going to hurt this patient. So I'm really working hard to delineate which is which, but I can tell you that the treatments are sort of overlapping. Our post-COVID treatment has a place in this, but also does our Lyme, also does our mold protocol have a place in this condition.
So how do you attack this if you still have symptoms?
call me. Come on in and see us, because I'm telling you, you still have to get that inflammation down. And what this is post-COVID inflammation. But it gets triggered. It can get triggered again, John. Either an exposure, toxic exposure, Lyme disease. That's the other thing, I tell you. Right now, I'm very worried about these ticks. You see it all over the radio and all over the TV about how these ticks have just grown exponentially. And we really need to look at this. I'm seeing more and more of my patients that are testing positive for certain bacteria after being bitten by the tick. Not enough, by the way, to be treated conventionally, because they only maybe show 2 out of 3 that they're supposed to have in order to be considered a Lyme patient. I think that's all nonsense. Yeah, if you have one bacteria, that's too many as far as I'm concerned. We got to get it out.
We talked about the mold earlier,
yeah.
And I know you have a patient who has another mold problem.
Right.
And you want to talk about
he's,
that?
He's a young guy, comes all the way down from Brooklyn. Comes in to see me from Brooklyn. And I'm going to tell you, this kid went through hell. He's been told he actually had 2 days in a mental hospital because they thought the depression and everything was mental in nature. Finally, they did a mold test in their home. And they said, you know, this is Brooklyn. We have so many toxic fumes. You guys down in Philly can't even imagine, right? So we're treating him for the mold right now, both conventionally in that we had to give him 2 particular sprays, one that works on clearing out the sinuses, that's antibiotic as well. So, and the other that is a certain particular peptide that can be compounded for the GI tract. So, as well as the hydration therapy that we're using.
Looking ahead, what is he facing? How many treatments?
Probably, and he's young. He's only like 22 years old. Probably somewhere around 20 to 25 treatments. And he's halfway through. And boy, does he have improvement. He'll tell you himself. He's driving himself. His mom and dad don't drive with him anymore. They came the first few times. He's doing really well. Following our protocol that includes some tinctures, some homeopathic tinctures, the sprays, and the hydration therapy.
So as with, you've talked about a lot of things today, but it seems like a multifaceted approach is the thing to do for many of these
conditions. That's right. That's right. You can't say, listen, I'm wedded to hydration as a vehicle for delivery, but I also know that we have to deliver things both orally, we like tinctures more than anything, and we know we have to utilize both some homeopathic doses of pharmaceuticals or repurposed drugs as well as God's ingredients, and together they do the job, John.
And I know you've told me CoQ10.
CoQ10 is very, very important, and very important in many, many of the protocols that I use.
So it's not just the hydration, it's
And it's not just vitamin C, and it's not one thing. Here's the deal. This is a party. You come, there are many, many different ingredients that go into. Some ingredients overlap, you know, vitamin C is a good one to talk about, but in the end, it's how you put the protocol, the synergies of putting together the natural products, the pharmaceuticals, and whatever else we need to do.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. Book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. Believe me, it will be well worth your while. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. Make sure you check that out as well. A lot of good information on that website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and then there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Happy 4th. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Health Watch here, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Thank you.
This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.